Hi, this is Mega Man, and I'm here to ask you a favor. Now, you might say to yourselves, well, wait, you look like a little kid. You're not really a man, let alone Mega. You're just kind of a kid and shooting stuff, and your game's really hard. Well, listen, I didn't make the game. I'm just in it, all right? But I do know what I like, and what I like is Frog Pants podcasts. Those hosted and made by Scott Johnson. And guess what? This show you're listening to right now is made by him as well. And for it to survive, it needs your help. Go to patreon.com/frogpants and give a little bit of money a month so that this thing can carry on. Meanwhile, I can shoot stuff out of that one arm that's not really an arm anymore. It's kind of not even a hand. It's just a gun. I have a gun hand. So believe it when I say that this is worth it and you should do it. So once again, this is Mega Man signing out saying, go to patreon.com/frogpants. Do it today. This is The Boob Show, gaming news you can use for December 1st, 2014. I'm Scott Johnson. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It's Monday. Sorry, I was a little loud there at the top. What's going on with you? What are you doing? What are you up to? Are you sitting around thinking there's still some turkey in the fridge? I guess only in America, right? The rest of the world did not celebrate Thanksgiving like we did on that day. You have your own kind of Thanksgivings. You know, Canada's got one. They got their own. I want to say China's got a form of Thanksgiving. Except instead of turkey bird, they just eat dogs, right? It might be Korea. My brother's Korean, and they ate a lot of dog growing up, he told me. Anyway, that's not about video games. What I'm about to say is, this whole show is. It's about the news of video games, so I'm going to bring it to you. I'm going to bring it to you on a hot, fresh plate of Thanksgiving goodness. Hope you all had a nice holiday, those who celebrate said holiday. Is anybody else struggling or having issues with remote play on the Vita, PlayStation Vita? Because if you are, then you're not alone. I'm with you. And by that, I mean strictly remote play. The machine's fine. But I feel like there's been an update either to the PS4 or possibly to the Vita itself that has essentially broken remote play or made it harder to work. So just previous to said update, I was running remote play just fine. And I swear since then, it doesn't matter whether I do the sort of ad hoc method to internet or the other way. It doesn't matter. Or how close I am to routers, or how close I am in proximity to the PS4 itself, which is supposed to be a direct communication if you set it up that way. It just lags out like crazy and eventually just kicks the connection. I've reset all my routers. None of that's changed. I haven't had any like firmware updates to any routers or any of that hardware. None of my internet stuff changed. I don't know what's going on, and it's just choppy and terrible. And I really want to play Geometry Wars 3 in bed. This is what this boils down to. All right? I mean, forget about just the complaints of just normal functionality. It's about my lazy can in bed and not wanting to get up out of it and rather be there and play this game. That's what I want to do. And here's the thing. Am I alone? I'm so down on new games right now. It's got to be because so many launch problems and stuff. Like games I was excited about, I'm just kind of meh. I mean, Dragon Age, sure. Still very interested. Haven't cracked it yet, but I want to. All right. Reviews are strong. People are saying they've done a fine job. That it's not broken. That it didn't launch with a million bugs. That the PC version looks great, which is, I think, where I'm going to go on that. All that is good, and I'm desirous to get my hands in it, okay? But everything else, just kind of, Master Chief Collection, still broken. Drive Club, broken. Unity, broken, and also not all that great, as far as an Assassin's Creed game should be. Like, all these big titles just kind of... And I remember earlier this year being so disappointed that so many big AAA games were being delayed a year, or at least some portion of, you know, time until the early part of next year. Now I'm super glad. I don't want any more broken games. I would like them to work as well as possible out of the box, digital or actual box, you know? So what's happening here is I've ended up going back to the old standards. I've been playing a lot of Warcraft, lots of Diablo, well, a lot of Blizzard games, period. But, you know, stuff on handhelds that I know I can count on. Dumb stuff like Crossy Road on my iPad and iPhone. Geometry Wars 3 is kind of a no-brainer. So fire that up. It works every time. Didn't launch broken. I don't know, man. I'm just a little down. I'm down on the AAAs. I feel like that's sad and bad at the same time. That was weird. Did you guys hear that sound? That was my phone. I would need to put it on Do Not Disturb. Hello, and welcome to the news. Hey, here it is. Head of Xbox Japan resigns following the weak Xbox One sales. Did not go well. Down there to the Xbox One launch there in Japan. Does it ever do well, though? I mean, I'm not trying to knock them. I wish it would. But Xbox, the original Xbox, was a real tanker there. 360 really never got off the ground. Should we be surprised that the Xbox One has not done very well? Takashi Sensui, I think is how you say it, is resigning from his role as head of Xbox Japan. Kotaku ran this report. They did a little translation from the Famitsu article that it was pulling from. He has held this status since 06, so it's been a while. I guess rather than leaving entirely, though, he is going to serve as general manager in the interactive entertainment business of Microsoft's U.S. headquarters. So he's heading over here. And that's fine. So it only managed to move, let's see, almost 24,000 units during the first week of September when it hit there. That's when it launched. And you can't really, I mean, blame it on him, right? PlayStation during the same quarter, same period, did 322,000 within the first 2 days of its launch in Japan. The Wii U moved 308,000. Not bad. But yeah, I don't know. That brand, the Microsoft brand, just doesn't do it over there. Again, not new, but sad. I don't like it. I think it would be really cool if they figured out a way to crack that egg. But for whatever reason, the gaming culture just doesn't accept it. It's like, no thanks. You make Windows. That's what you should do. Go make Windows.
Hey, Scott Johnson. This is Larry from Minnesota. Got a question for you. We're thinking about getting a new console between the Xbox One and PS4. And my question is, I'm a cord cutter. Do either of these work better with broadcast TV? Hoping you might have an opinion to help us.
All right. So it's an interesting question. If you're a cord cutter like me, and you want good broadcast TV solutions, I'm not sure either console is going to help you much. However, the Xbox One does have HDMI throughput for like a cable box. So in theory, if it's not a cable box and it's just a receiver box for an antenna, that should do the same. I don't know this for sure, and listeners will have to write in and tell us if they've had, you know, sort of experience with this. But one would think, I don't think some of the functionality is there, like the programming of the schedule and all that stuff's not in there, I would assume. But being able to pipe it through and use other features, you know, that the Xbox has while you're watching live television like you would with the cable box, I assume a lot of that stuff will still be there. So based on that very limited knowledge of mine, I would say the Xbox One is your better hope, given the question you're asking. Broken Age has slipped to early 2015, the latter half of Broken Age. Double Fine's adventure game that was pretty rad. The first half was awesome. It's a storied history, this thing, because remember, it was the biggest at the time anyway, the biggest kickstarted video game project of all time. 3.3 million. This was back in 2012. Oh, the heady days of 2012. Tim Schafer admitted last year, though, that it was, quote, so big that it would need even more money. Thus, Broken Age was split in twain, and they have tried to fund the rest of it to get it made. Their quote is, the goal is now to get all the final work done so we can hit alpha on all of Act 2 by the end of the year. That means, as many of you have guessed based on recent updates in the documentary episodes and, that Act 2 will be pushed to early next year. So, were you excited about that game? I was. Am still. And you know what? Don't release it broken. I'm totally fine with this. Kickstarter suspends the funding for the blood collecting video game or game device. I guess it wasn't a game. So according to CNET, the Kickstarter itself had sort of stated that its policy on project suspensions is to offer no comment. But apparently they have offered some comment. The deal was, the way this thing was going to work was it would connect to a game console or a controller and use the same mechanism that a controller does for the rumble in the controller. And when you are hit in a video game, that meant you were, I assume it had to be a shooter or something, this thing would draw blood. And the idea would be you would draw blood, it would be collected somewhat, you know, professionally and correctly, and then it would be given to blood banks, and it would actually be a good thing, right? That you would be giving blood. It's just that now you would be doing it via a mechanism that you already enjoy doing, and so maybe you wouldn't think about being scared of needles and stuff, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, it didn't work well. And they're going to keep trying to find funding elsewhere. I mean, it worked well. I mean, I assume the system works fine, but it didn't work well to get funding through Kickstarter. So, hey, you know what? Indiegogo and those guys, they're not hard. They'll do anything for a dollar. Telltale's Game of Thrones, they make video games also. Their Game of Thrones adventure game comes out December 2nd. That's today, is it not? Nope, tomorrow. Sorry, tomorrow, Tuesday. And that's exciting. This is their adaptation of the HBO Game of Thrones thing. And the reason I know that, because for a long time it was like, oh, it's just the books or it's offshoot stories or something. No, these characters are right out of the show. They're like likenesses of Peter Dinklage and so on. I know nothing about what they do with the story, though. I can only assume that we'll get some parts of story that we haven't been told in the show. First episode is called Iron from Ice, and we'll introduce House Forrester, an ally of House Stark. So there's that. Looks like Lannisters are interested, and as you know, they always pay their debits. Happy birthday, Nintendo DS. Double digits, Nintendo. It's pretty good. 10 years ago. The two little screened wonder machine, ugly looking gray blocky thing, which was replaced later with the DS Lite and in a much better fashion, in my opinion. Was handed down from Lord Zeus himself. And we all enjoyed the hell out of it, right? GameCube was kind of floundering then. This is 2004, mind you. Game Boy Advance was doing okay, thanks to Pokemon, stuff like that. Then this new thing comes out. It's got a microphone in it, a touchscreen, a stylus. What? Anyway. How are you celebrating the birthday of this venerable console, handheld console? How will you celebrate? What will you get it for its 10-year birthday? I still have the old one. Should get rid of it.
Hey, Scott. Larry from Minnesota. I just wanted to call in on this comment about the open versus curated app stores. I kind of hate Apple's App Store for that. And I think you're asking the wrong question. I think the solution here is to curate the comments and reviews, maybe even give a discount on games for reviews that are really good and top reviewers, and then post those, put them front and center, and let God sort out all the rest. Love the show. Keep going with it. Boop!
Okay, how are you? I have to take issue with a bunch of this. First of all, I don't understand why a curated app store like Apple's is a problem. Why is that a bad thing? I've yet to hear a good argument as to why that's bad. There's many arguments as to why it has been very hard for Google to get a good foothold with the Google Play Store and elsewise, because they don't have any way to sort of control quality. It's uncurated completely almost. And so unless something real bad happens, like, oh, it's clearly malware, well, okay, I guess we need to step in and remove it. But you can hate Apple all you want, but I've yet to hear a good argument as to why that's not a good thing. And A and B, why it's completely worked for them. Like, let's not forget, stand away from your biases for a second and look at the incredible success the App Store has been for Apple. There's a few reasons why. One of them is quality control. And you might say, well, yeah, but what if I want to have an app with a boob in it? Okay, fine. I guess I can see some of those arguments. But for the most part, they are keeping you from having garbage. It's relative because there's some garbage still. But you know what I mean? Garbage that'll at least run, right? And not crash or, you know, rootkit your phone or something. So I don't understand why that model is just inherently bad. Okay, so first of all, I want more explanation on that. Second of all, the idea of paying reviewers for top reviews, what are you smoking? You are advocating paying people to give positive reviews. That's what that amounts to. That's good for nobody. Not a soul. And this idea that there's either one way, which is full curation and total meticulous control over your product line, or none at all, I think that's bogus. There's something in the middle. There's a place in the middle Valve and others could be, and there's no reason why they couldn't be there. So, yeah, I do not agree with your assertions. I think you sound like a cool guy, though, and we could go to lunch. DayZ PC beta? It hasn't been in beta. It's been early access. Remember that. The actual beta due in quarter four of 2015. That's a ways off. Console prototype in quarter three. So DayZ has completed its first year in early access. Bohemia Interactive is now sharing its plans for the game in 2015. Couple of milestones. One, the beta, which will come late. Probably launch. Let's see. They're claiming the final will launch in 2016, first half of 2016. And it will retain its price of $30 through Steam. Wait, what does that mean? Oh, if you buy it now for 30, because they're having it's on sale right now. So you just get it. Final version is going to cost 50. So I take that back. Yeah, that thing's done extremely well for an early access title and probably helped fund its way to a final game. But I still don't enjoy playing it. I don't know what it is about these survival games that are based on the DayZ model. I'm just not interested. I just cannot. I don't find them fun.
I am in my car, so excuse the noise. I apologize. Scott. It's your friend David, a.k.a. Hearthstone Power. We've met at BlizzCon a few times. What is wrong with me? I played Towerfall with my friend for 10 minutes. I did not enjoy that game, and my friend didn't either. What is wrong with us? What are we doing wrong here? Thanks, bye.
I tell you what you're doing wrong. You're only playing video games for 10 minutes and then making a judgment about them and walking away from them. That's not enough time. That game is too frenetic and crazy. They only give it 10 minutes. If you came into, let's say Super Smash Brothers was a game that you didn't know about, didn't have all these Mario famous characters in it. It was just a thing you were approaching for the first time. And there was no nostalgia attached to these all new characters. You don't know a thing about it. You're going to have the same bad experience for 10 minutes. Give it more than that, you're going to have one of the best times of your life. I'm telling you, man, you didn't play it long enough. Go play that game again. Because it's great. Towerfall, the greatest multiplayer game on the PS4, maybe ever, at least thus far. You have to take my word for it. Go play it again. Go play it again. Sony is shifting all of its focus from their TVs and smartphones to PlayStation. That's some pretty gnarly forecasts. Their mobile division will lose up to 30% of its sales. This is all by next spring. So this electronic supergiant that we all know and love has opted to increase its focus on the successful PlayStation brand. So they've put in a 3-year plan to shift sort of focus on over to that and support its PlayStation marketing and PlayStation brand much more than it currently does its mobile device and television divisions. They want to boost PlayStation sales up by 25%. That would be enough to kind of balance everything else out. That's as much as $13.6 billion. Billion! Anyway, that's crazy because they're just not doing well in those other places. It's too bad on the TVs because they've always been known for great TVs. They still are. And they're not going to stop making TVs. They're not getting out of these markets. But they're just going to say, maybe we don't focus as much on this here, Bill. What do you think, Bill? Maybe we ought to do something else. Let's get into the video games market. Xbox Live subscribers get free SSX and Worms in December. This month, if you're a Gold subscriber, you get free access to three games, all part of the Microsoft Games with Gold promotion. Worms Battlegrounds, which is pretty good, The Raven, and SSX. That Battlegrounds game, by the way, that's the latest from Team 17, their latest 2D war, Worms war game thing. I've owned every version of Worms ever. If I had a platform that had Worms on it, I owned Worms. But anyway, for the full month, you can get that for free. The crime adventure, The Raven, Legacy of a Master Thief, Episode 1, will be available on, let's see, December 1st through the 15th. So you have 15 days to get that. That's only 360 owners. And then EA's extreme snowboarding game, SSX, will be available on December 16th through the 31st, also on 360. So if you got an Xbox One, it's Worms you want. Xbox Live subscribers currently have access to Volgar the Viking on the Xbox One and Red Faction Guerrilla, a fine video game, on 360. That is a great game. Undersung, underappreciated. Hell of a thing. You should play it. Why aren't you playing it? Go play it. Once again, phone calls come into the show at 801-471-0462. You've heard them on the show. Keep them coming. We love them. You can also email your attachments or your regular ass emails to boopshow@gmail.com. That's boopshow@gmail.com. Again, that phone number is 801-471-0462. Hola, says Josh. I've been hearing all your questions about what could possibly have gone wrong with Halo Master Chief Collection. MCC, right? I've thought of Ethereum, what's causing the problem, but I've not heard any component of yet. I don't know what that means. Opponent? Maybe that's what he means. The game's problems seem to center around the party system of the game. Matchmaking, party stabilization, joining in-game customs, joining parties, the game ship without any of the multiplayer, including the party system. He goes on to say, my theory is that there's some bad code mesh error that happened when the game downloaded the 20-gig patch that was comprised of those elements. This also explains why 343, the studio who put this together, is saying they are not having the same issues with the game as the customer is. 343 doesn't have to download and merge this patch. The party system is only constant in the whole situation. Is the only constant, is what I think he meant. Sorry for the huge email. I need to explain that explain the thought enough for it to be plausible to the reader. I love the podcast. Keep making great content. Most indubitably, Josh. Possibly. I mean, I'm no developer, so I don't know. But it does seem like it's all a netcode problem. And you're also talking about four games that all use different netcode in the beginning. So they, you know, this all had to be sort of retrofitted. I can't imagine this was easy on anyone's part. I just think they launched it too soon. I can't imagine they didn't have some idea of how it was going to run when people got it in their hands. Or if it's some clearly technical issue, why they can't just tell us what the technical issue is really kind of beyond me. This is an enormous, very important game for them this holiday season. And they completely blew it out of the gate. Purely, I think, to just get it out. I mean, well, again, it's because it's that important is why they did it. So I don't, you know, I kind of see where they're at. But yeah, I'm not going to run out and buy it. Didn't make me want to get an Xbox One this holiday. Stuart White wrote in. That's how it makes me want to say Wright. Stuart Wright. That sounds easier. Stuart White. I'm in total agreement with you about the difficulty with early access schemes. I think the answer is tight vetting of the content. Oh, see someone on my side here. Valve should be super selective about what they put up. They need to commit to Greenlight in an almost parental way. They have the budget, they have the experience, I feel, and they have the hearts and minds of the gamers too. People will trust their judgment as to what they deem a good game or, you know, good enough. If they carry on as things are, they're likely to lose the faith of the buyers, and perhaps even worse, casual gamers may fall out of love with budget titles altogether if stung too often. Not something I'd like to have happen, as I'm almost done with my games technology degree. Boop, Stuart. By the way, you get extra points with me if you end your phone calls or your emails with boop. Yeah, I am in total agreement. At some point you do have to just take the reins and say, yes, this will be controversial in that some will think that the man's trying to keep us down and control everything, man. but most of us will appreciate them culling the garden a little bit so that we know what's good. I know what's good if I look at it. I don't have any idea right now. You look at the early access stuff now and green light now, you're just like, what the hell is even happening in here? What is this? What is this mangled mess of schmoo? I mean, part of it works itself out because I trust in friends or people I follow on Twitter or other voices out there who will go and bite the bullet and tell me if it's going to be good or suck. I mean, I do that for people too. But we can do better, dude. Let's not leave it in the hands of psychopaths. Let's make this, I think Valve needs to take ownership of it. And I think they will. Let's wind it down. Let's wind it on down. There'll be another show Thursday. That's assuming I'm supposed to have some medical test that day or sometime this week, and I don't know what day yet. If it's not Thursday, there will be a show Thursday. If it is Thursday, then I may have to move it to another day, maybe Friday or something. I don't know. I don't know yet. They haven't called me yet. Actually, where's my phone? Yeah, I'll make sure they haven't called me. Anyway, I'll let you guys know. Keep an eye on the Twitter feed, @BoopShow on Twitter, @BoopShow. You can also follow me, @ScottJohnson. We are at frogpants.com/boop. All our info is there. All the subscription stuff, whatever you need. BoopShow@gmail.com is our email address. Once again, the phone number, 801-471-0462. Leave us a short voicemail, make it interesting, and it will likely make it on the show. We have a little hopper with some more. There'll be... So if you've called and you're wondering, why did my cool short call make it? Maybe it still will, because I have some that I hold for... you know, next week or next episode. So don't worry. You can catch streaming repeats of the show at alphageekradio.com. Our music by the fantastic Schnauzer Radio Orchestra from the album Music for a 1950s Video Game. Support us at patreon.com/frogpants. And there's some cool stuff on the store right now. In fact, if you get it today, you still have some time to save money. If you use the code, BFriday14. Be Friday 14 will save you some 10% on anything in the store. That's it. Frogpants.com/store. That's going to do it. Okay, I got a song to take us out with. I got some more stuff after that, so hang around. Dig Dug is a favorite, a game, an old game that I love. And a listener sent in a request to play a Dig Dug remix called 6 Feet Under. It's a great name for a Dig Dug song. I'm going to play that now. And see if you guys like it. I like it. I think it's good. Very chiptune-y. Very cool. Modern at the same time. It's kind of awesome. If you guys have recommendations for what songs you might want to hear on the show, I'm happy to field those and then pick from the best. So that's also encouraged. Okay, I think that's it. Go play some damn video games. I don't know what I'm playing this week. Hopefully, well, a lot of WoW, because that game, really, seriously. These scores of like 9.5 and up on different review sites is deserved. This expansion is hella good. All right, here it is. It's Dig Dug. We'll see you on Thursday. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Blair's App Review. I'm Blair Canfield, and this week's app, Scribblenauts Remix. Let your imagination run wild with Scribblenauts Remix. If you ever wanted to blow up a shark with a submarine, how about have your own pink dinosaur to ride around on? This game will let you explore things you never thought possible.
With imagination, I can be anything I want.
This game has 50 different unlockable levels, each with a challenging and unique puzzle. From escorting a knight in shining armor across a shark-infested pool of water to helping two stepbrothers find a sport they can play together, all levels will leave you with a challenge that you need to solve, and every time you complete a level, you gain a star. All levels are nearly infinitely replayable. One playthrough, you can cut the tree down with an axe. The second time, you can use a saw. And the third time, you can shoot the stinking thing down with a gun like the man or woman that you are. In order to get a gold crown on a level, you must complete it three times in a row, and you may not use the same item that you used in any of the previous attempts. Each level has a hint, so if you're stuck, you can use one to give your brain that kickstart it needs.
I heard a sound of distress. What seems to be the trouble?
You can also change your avatar, just in case you get tired of Maxwell's weird udder hat. There are some in-app purchases in the form of DLC packages, just in case you find yourself thirsting for some more content or want to buy some more avatars. It's currently available on both iOS and Android devices for the price of 99 cents. I think it's a great game for parents and children to play and figure out together. My mid-20-year-old self had a great time playing it. My only complaint was that I felt that the levels ended quickly. While they can be replayed differently, I found myself grasping for more depth and content in each puzzle. I award Scribblenauts Remix a whopping 7 pink T-Rexes out of 10. Feel free to tell me what you think, or tell me a game you think I should review by contacting me on Twitter at BlairCan. That's all I have for you today. Until next time, I'm Blair Canfield. Happy gaming.
This is Ryan calling in for the Boot Show. I generally sign my emails legal, and you've read a few of them. I was calling in about the show where you mentioned why people get all upset about video games when they don't get upset about books or movies. Well, it's a pretty simple answer. I pay $10 to see a movie in the movie theater, or I pay $1 to rent it. I pay $10 for a book, maybe $20 for a book, but I pay $50 or $60 for a video game. So we tend to take those things a little more seriously. Anyway, love the show. Have a good day.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.